Okay, Ross. So if an animal is having difficulty giving birth, it's taking a long time, it manages to expel a small part of the uber's hand comes out, and then goes back in, it's mutar b'achila. Now what it is not clear, whether it is that the uber is mutar b'achila, that the hand is mutar b'achila, this we're going to see in the Gemara. Hotzi et rosho, but once the head had already been ejected, then afa pishich ziro areze kiyalud, even if the head was brought back into the animal, and now we shech the mother, of course, that's what it's referring to, I should have mentioned that, it means we shech the mother, and then the vlad is mutar b'achila with the mother. As we'll see, we learned that up from the posik b'ema, ba b'ema. The shechita is done after v'chzira. Now it's mutar b'achila. It was the head that came out, and then your mouth is the head, and then the fetus is already born, basically. Once it's born, it doesn't have to shech the mother, and that shechita should be good for the vlad. There it will have to have its own shechita. However, the interesting thing is that if you would have cut out a piece of the uber and left it inside the uterus before the animal is born, and now you shech it, we don't say that that piece is considered to not be part of the mother anymore, in the same way that we say that the aver that was went out before, or that the head that went out on the entire uber, is not part of the mother. Fascinatingly enough, if you take a liver and you leave it in the uterus, it's not associated with the rest of the animal.
It's not like you cut it out and put it back.
You cut it out. No, in utero.
You don't take it outside the
womb. No. It's an operation that's done in the womb. And amazingly enough, that's kosher.
What's kosher?
In other words, you can eat even that liver.
Works for,
even though that liver is not attached to the mother. So let's say you cut out a piece of the spleen or the kidneys. Right, and that, those are things that are not matrit. So if you're chotech mi'uber shvameya, it's mutter bi'achila. If you cut minat chul u'minat klayot, from the animal's own chul and klayot, you tell him, If the fetus is tchol and klayot, we're kosher teeth to the animals, would be kosher teeth if it's other. Doesn't make it a treifa? No, that's aser b'achil. Zaklal, davar shegufa asur, the klal is something which is the body of the mother, cannot become the equivalent of a fetus just because I cut it out of the body and leave it in the body. But she'ina gufa, surprisingly, that which is not part of its actual body, it's the fetus. So once the Torah has been matur, a behema ba behema, we'll see we dodged in that posik, the tochlu mina behema, kol ha-shalom ba-nafresis par-salat, and so on, ba behema ha-tochelu. We dodged that, behema ba behema ha-tochelu. And that kol comes to tell me, even if it was cut, even as pieces, as long as it's still in utero, it's kosher. But if it's not gufo, we don't have such a drush, and therefore, it's not kosher. Omrev yunamarab, says Rev yunamarab, don't mistake the meaning of the Mishnah to be that the imam mikasha, the aver itself is mutter. When it says over here in the Mishnah, it means the mother is mutter b'achila, but it does not mean, I mean, the fetus is mutter b'achila, but not that the aver is mutter b'achila. The aver itself is also b'achila. Why? My time, the Yomar Kro, Ubasar Basadeh Trefa Lo Tochlu. In other words, Kiman Shiatza Basar Chutzum is, obviously the Sada has nothing to do with anything. In other words, what are we calling Basar Basada? So the point is that the very fact that it is in an open field, undefined, and it's Taruf in that open field, there's a very beautiful insight by Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch itself. That the meaning of trefa, we've gotten used to the idea that trefa means something that's been torn up. But that's not the meaning of the word trefa. As a matter of fact, the word trufi is my food. That which is meant for me. when we talk about Torah Perkalfi, or where we're Teref Lekuchais, it doesn't mean we tear up the Lekuchas. It means we take it for ourselves. We take the money and we take it for ourselves. If money is owed. So the idea of to be Toref means to make it into food, in other words, to take it and to be magir as food. If what was magir is the field, then it's no longer kosher for us to eat. In other words, there has to be there's something that makes an animal roi lachil. So it's a sheep that makes it roi lachil. If, however, the thing that changes its status is something that comes in a way that simply removes it from its previous protected status as a non-foodstuff. In this case, we'll give a number of examples. Kochim kal in Yerushalayim. It's a protected status. The moment it leaves Yerushalayim, it's now gone out of its place. It's in an open field, so to speak. Kochim kochim, the place where it's protected is only in the Azara. Actually, later on, the Gemara is going to ask whether the further Mefita can protect the inner Mefita. Are there layers of a world that you're in? So, which is interesting. We'll have another shaila of, let's say, this behemoth, behemoth of Kachim, and it's in the Azara. And now this animal sticks out its leg. Maybe the world that protects it is the Azara, not its mother. In other words, or is it all relative? Relative to a fetus, it's the mother. Relative to behemoth Kachim, it's the Azara, and so on and so forth. But that idea that the Bosar Basada itself makes it a trufa into a different level of food, not my food, and that loto chelu. So that's the general quality, although there are those who learn that this is more of a getter of lavshet echlalot. The Rambam learns, and most Rishonim learn, that you get malchus on it. This is the simple meaning of the word Bosar Basada trefa, and not the way people think about it, ripped up foods, because there's absolutely no mocker for the word trufa to mean directly ripped up. That's what he tied us. Okay, you can talk about bits and trufot. Torof, taraf, yosef. Obviously, the question is which one is the bar of lashon. So, but it is an amazing thing that we call the taking of something as food also to be trefa. So how?
So it's trefa before shechita, actually.
It's always trefa before shechita. Okay. That's always the point. Since you made a trefa before shechita, so therefore it's
so
not shechita doesn't matter.
One's off is could the adult get all that put back in again, then he was actually born later on.
Excellent point.
So
there's no question that once the animal is born, the status that it has as a fetus no longer affects it. Because now it is not a fetus that had a hand out, it's an animal. Right, so in terms of its new life as an independent functioning organism, there's no aspect of it that is besada. Okay, there's a number of different approaches on how precisely does that mechanism work to take away its status when it's born. Now that is actually different approaches. In the Achron, there's a famous Prisker approach to this also. But anyway, let's go back out there. Okay, so basar b'chelo basadak shefalot uchlu kibat kelchelo kibat shiyatsa basar chutzul mechitzator ne'esam. Now the Gemara is bothered by our Mishnah. I mean, this that the Rav Yehuda Rav says is certainly not the mashmaut of the Mishnah. It's not. The Mishnah says be'imam kasher leled votziyu ubarat yado v'chziro mutar ba'achila. I mean, it sounds like the antecedent is the eber votziya eber ubarat yado. What's mutar ba'achila? The yad. No. So is that what it means? My lava aver. No. It means the uber. What do you mean it means the uber? If it means the uber, who cares whether the hand went back in or not? Yo uber, so my Ari is zero. It has nothing to do with whether the hand went back in. If the hand didn't go back in, the uber would be awesome. So even means the hand. Even though the hand went back in, the hand would be. But you're claiming it doesn't mean the hand. So therefore, why would it say yich zero if you don't have zero nami? Well, the Judaism had been off of below yich zero. The language brought it back in indeed was meaningless here. But either the Kavoy means the Seifa, since the Mishnah wanted to bring out the Chiddush of Hotziat Rosho, that over there, afal pish yich zero, is it yalud? Well, if the head came out, it has a din of yalud. So there it doesn't help to bring it back in. It wanted to establish that halacha, so the Seifa had to say the word that yich zero. Once it had to say it, and the Seif had already said it in the Reish. So therefore it also says Kananani Reishi of Zero. Says the Gemara, no, because there's no Chiddush in the Sefer. Sefer Maika Mashma. Why would it need to tell me that if the head was brought back into the womb, that it's still not going to be kosher? Bishkitata Eim. Now what? Ekiva Diyatza Rosh Avila Leida. What the Chiddush in the Mishnah then would be that extension of the head out of the uterus has a din of Leida, and then it doesn't matter even if it goes back in. I know that already. It's a Ferish Mishnah. Ezeu Bechor Lanachala. We have two different status defined for Bukhor. We know there's a Bukhor for a Kohen. That means a fetus that was the first to break through in this animal's womb, this human's womb. And then there's a completely different halacha which has to do with a father, not a mother. And that is, what is the first viable father, a child to this father? There has to be viable. And that's because we learn reshit ono. Reshit ono means a child that a father cares about, not a child that was born dead and so on. So we give a number of examples. And we have habach harnefelim. If you have an animal, a human rather, that's born after a non-viable child. Now that non-viable child, apapishi yatzaroshochai, even though at the moment that the head came out of the mother's uterus, it was alive, but the child was a nafel, was not a fully formed fetus, there was no moment at which the father was committed to that child. And therefore, the child that is born after such a birth is the first child that he ever had. On the other hand, he is certainly not a Bechor LeKohen, because the womb had already been forced open by this miscarriage, and it was already formed. O ben tesha, if you have a fully formed fetus, which is 9 months in formation, she yatsa rosho mate, where over there, even where only legabi the Bechor LeNachla, where the rosh was mate, do we say that the next child is the father's first child? But suppose it would have been rosh chai, time to rosh mate. A rosh chai at the moment that his head came out, it was living, then that would mean that the next child to be born would not be considered a Bechor LeNachla either. Even though by the time the body was born, the head had died. In other words, the fetus didn't last through birth. What defined the birth was the head. So you see, so that Habach, Rav Bechor LeNachla, Nani Lohavi, if it wouldn't have been if the fully formed one had been a rosho chai, so then that's all that counts, and that means the second one would have been a second child, not a first child. Why don't we say it was never born? So clearly the head itself is birth. Therefore, why do I need in this Mishnah to tell me the head itself is birth? You can't tell me it has to say the reish doesn't say, but we don't need to say. Now maybe you'll tell me because there's a difference between humans and animals. That you might say. In other words, that mission is referring to humans. It's talking about Bechor LeNachla. And this is talking about a behemoth. So maybe v'chitei mashmina ba'adam v'kamashon behemoth. The difference is, the adam v'behemoth lo yalif. I can't derive the din of adam from a behemoth. Let's say it would have said this Mishnah, and would have said if the head came out, then if the head went in, it's too late. It's already born. I would have said that's because in prosdor lebehemoth. Now, this word prosdor is always used for the vagina. Here, it obviously doesn't mean that, because behemoth certainly has a vagina. So what it means is, Rashi explains, and Tosu says, don't be disturbed by the changing definition of various munachim, because we find that often, that the context will allow us to use a word in a different way. But because of the fact that a woman's thighs will cover over the child as it's being born in a normal position, so the child would come out between her legs. Her legs become an extension, therefore, of her womb. And we call that an extended prosdor. Mashenka in an animal, where obviously that doesn't happen, the vagina faces outwards, the legs go downwards. So maybe over there, in a chinami, the moment the rosh comes out, it's evident. And everybody sees, it's had its child already. Which is not the case in a normal position human. Mimela, I would say, maybe by an animal. It's considered to be a Leda by a human. It's not considered to be a Leda, so I need the Mishnah to tell me the din of Bukhar by a human. And then you'll say, and if I knew a human, I wouldn't know the animal. Because I would say that the Hema mi Adam lo yalfa, the Koshik Partsuf Panim dite. I understand that a human, I mean, we're over there, his humanity is expressed in his face, so to speak. It's his brain. It's his, by the way, it's interesting. Rafi had asked me a couple of weeks ago whether we have any indication that in the Gemara they realized that the mind is a function of the brain, because the Greeks didn't know it. Aristotle thought the brain was a cooling device. It wasn't discovered until very recently in extreme terms. When, did you have a date? The first time that somebody thought that the brain is a place where you think? And so, what about the Gemara? I brought him a Parshat Araya. Somebody says something stupid. See, this guy doesn't have any brains, which is mamish, a modern expression, and clearly it was evident to them that brains are for thinking.
No,
and it's interesting that we, you know, that like we take it for granted, because, but if you think about it, how the heck would you think that some gooey mess all coiled up that looks like basically a car's heater, you know? Aristotle makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Although I must tell you, I'm not all that persuaded by the supposed lack of. I mean, for instance, in talking about the effect of food on the mind, the Greeks spoke about the vapors of the food rising to the head and affecting the way you think and making you tired. You know, that kind of thing. I mean, in some sense, that head, you sense your thinking in your head. Maybe it didn't attach it to the brain, but the Gemara clearly says moach. It actually refers directly to the brain.
But the complexity of the organ in itself might allow for.
But it doesn't look complex. It looks, exactly. So it looks like just a bunch of mush.
Yeah.
That's the amazing part of it. You know? I mean, you eat it, you're not eating anything complex. You're just eating a mush. All right. So, in any event, I would think perhaps I can justify the Mishnah by saying that an Adam that has a Choshev parts of Panim, yes, there I admit that the head is a Leda, but if it wouldn't have said our Mishnah, how would I have known that an animal's head is a Leda? Not true. Hanani Tanina, there's another Mishnah that makes that very clear, namely, Shil Yashi Yatzta Miktzata Asura Ba'akila. So if you have, as we'll see later on, a placenta that now has come out, even a small piece of it has come out, what's left inside of the mother of the cow after Shrita is not kosher. Why? Why isn't it just like any fetus? Because we're afraid that in the little piece that came out, there may have been what was left of this premature face, the Rosh. And the Rosh, therefore, is sufficient to answer the entire thing because it's considered to be Yalud, and therefore will not become Mutter with the Shkita Sa'im. Now, if the Rosh was not itself a semen of Leda, why would a crushed fetus answer everything just because a small part of it comes out? Clearly, it must be that there is a small part of it that would be considered later. That is the face. So you see, therefore, kisiman v'lad b'isha, kach siman v'lad b'ema. In the same way that we know, because it says b'feirish in the Mishnah, Nida, as it explains, that we have other simonim, a shvir is a simon by an isha. So here, the shoya is a simon by an isha, in exactly the same way, it's a simon by a b'ema. See, yeah, but v'shleim ha'yif zero, the reisha daf, because you're getting back to our Mishnah. If the word, and brought it back in the Reisha, was Dafka, and why would it be Dafka? To tell me that the Aver itself is Mutter when you bring it back in, and then Shech the Mother, but if you don't bring it back in before Shkita, the Aver is also. Now the Mishnah makes sense. So Mamelid mentions Yichziro by the head. Not that that's a Chiddush. But if you're telling me that the Reisha is not needed, and the Seif is not needed, then why in the world is the Mishnah talking about it zero at all? So if you tell me I'm at Mishnah Mir Zero, the Reisha Dafka, I could say Tana Sefa to Reisha, that's why it mentions Ich Zero by the Rosh. Elayim, but lo the reisha davka, but lo the sefer davka. Why are we mentioning it? Why mention the word and brought it back in, since it's irrelevant both to the reisha and to the sefer? Says the Gemara, no, I could still justify it. Liolam a'ubar. Indeed, it's a reference to the kashrut of the ubar. The aver is always also, just like Rav Yonah Merav insisted. So what then is the point of mentioning and brought it back in? Ah, here we have an interesting distinction. In order to be considered a trefa, it needed to have been torn out from its mechitza. Mechitza in this case being the womb. But in order for it to be considered kosher b'shchita, it needs to be inside the womb, because it's behema ba behema. There's two different criteria. Therefore, where it becomes important to bring it back in is at the point where it was cut. Let's say that it sticks its hand out, and you saw off the hand.
Yeah,
now, the little part that is contained up against the actual vagina of the animal is not trefa, because it never came out of the animal. But if I check the mother right now, it's also not kosher, because it's not in the animal. So it'll remain unshakut, but non-trefa. So it'll be basa menachai. In order to make it kosher, the very place where I cut, I have to say and brought it back in. That's for the makom hachatah. So in order to know that, the Mishnah, not wanting to say, well, of course, you'll have to take off a piece that's next to the end, because that part won't be kosher b'shchita, because it wasn't in the animal at the time that you shepherd. In order to avoid that, the Mishnah says, and brought it back in. So then the place up against the point at which it would have been, had it extended any further, would have been outside, even that place is kosher. So therefore, says the Gemara, the finish over here is that indeed it's talking about the ugar. The need to bring it in is k'di amr v'nachur bar yitzchak. We'll see later on. Lo nitzra elo l'makom chatach. The finish is for the place where it was cut. Even though it's not talking about over here where I cut off the limb when it was extended. But fine, I take a magic marker and I draw a line across from this thing. Right? So I draw a line. Now, if the animal is shafted, then I cannot cut off at the line, because what about the part immediately adjacent to the line that wasn't in the animal at the time of shafting? So in order for that to be kosher up against the line of my magic marker, I need that the limb should have been brought back into the womb. Otherwise it wouldn't have been beima by beima. That's the finish. In Reb Nachman's case, he's talking about literally that it was cut off. Okay. But it's the same idea. Toshma, behimah mikasher lele, hotzi ubarat yado v'irzira, v'achakach shakata te'imo, mutar ba'achila. This seems to be now our mission again. The uber is brought, the limb is brought back in, mutar ba'achila. Shakata te'imo, if you first shet the mother and then irzira, then it's asur ba'achila. So far, we should be able to make do okay with the way we explain the mission. Now, suppose you cut off the limb that was jutting out. And then you check the mother. What was outside, what was cut, is obviously it's also to eat because it was never shechted. But what's interesting is it's even tamei, because the din is that an aver minachai has the same tuma as a nevela does. Right, it's considered to be. It's very interesting because the way the pasuk talks about a nevela is v'chiyamut min habeima. So if a part of an animal dies, that part is tamei lachem.
Yeah.
Also is benami.
So it's only partially like a nevela. It's not fully like a nevela.
No, that limb. L'chora would be, we'll see. You're talking about the Yisra Achila. Is it only an Yisra Achila of Lo Shchuta?
Yeah,
or is it Mam Shavela?
Like Mavela, he said.
But they were not, they were talking only about the Yisra Achila. Shochat et imo. If first you shech the mother, v'achar kach chatcho, And now you cut off the part that had been jutting out. What is the status of the rest of the animal, the agave tuma? Because we have an interesting point. We have an animal that is partially an avela, or at least partially a trei for shruta. It depends how you look at it. This is a reference to Scott's issue. Is the part that wasn't shefted and that is now dead an avela? Or does the shita help, only it doesn't help to be matur ba'akila? Because remember, it's only basar ba'sadeh treifa. But a basar ba'sadeh... You're playing with fire today. I am really ready to roar. So a basar ba'sadeh treifa would be literally treifa. And now I went ahead and shefted it. What's the din, Bridge? If I check the treifa. It's not matamik and avela, right?
No.
Okay, so then I can look at this that way too. If I don't look at it the way Scott did, that it is an avela the moment it sticks out of it. It's a treif, it's supposed to be a treif. So now, the shita took place on the mother. One way to look at it is, but this isn't in the mother, the shita isn't matured at all. But no, it's part of a fetus that shafted, but it's a treif for part of the shita. It's a very, very strange concept of an animal that's partially this and partially that. But in any event, what's interesting is, if this piece is coming as a novella, what does it do to the rest of the animal? Well, it's sort of touching the rest of the animal, but the truth is, you can't convey tuma through touching a place that's normally covered. So how does the animal become tuma? This is a very, very fascinating sugya, which we're going to get into later. Is it only at the moment that I cut it, so then it's open, so then it's in contact? Otherwise, it's like tumat beitas tarim. Where does it touch? But in any event, the din is over there. That habasar magan nevela. The rest of the animal, including the uber itself, is as if it touched an avela. And it all becomes, not itself an avela, but it all becomes a rishon l'tuma. Give every mayor. The Chachamim, and the Chachamim say, no. This piece that was sticking out has a din of a trefa, but it's a trefa shkuta. The rest of it has the tumah of a trefa shkuta. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to explain, even though there's no such thing as a tumah of a trefa shkuta. The whole point of a trefa is that if I shakta, I'm a taherit midei nevela. The Rabbanan made the din of kachin, that a trefa, that shkuta is matame kachin. Okay. Fine, that's what we'd be referring to. In any event, but Spinogea Aurson, Katani Mia, it does say, nonetheless here, the opening of the bride side. What does it say here? Hotzi uber et yadovi yirzira. V'yacharkach shachatat imo mutar v'achilana. Is that not a reference to the aver being mutar v'achilana? No, it's exactly the same as we said on our Mishnah. It's a reference to the uber. Ah, but here you can't say that. Because ia uber ema sefa, how do you explain the closing? It says, if you shef the mother, and then bakar kakir zero, asur ba'akila, then it's asur ba'akila. What's asur ba'akila? I mean, it's the same antecedent. If the antecedent in the ratio was the uber, then the antecedent here is the uber. Now that's absurd. If the uber pulls its hands back in, after it was shefted, into the uterus, now you're not allowed to eat it. Why possibly not? That's crazy. I mean, it has no impact on the uber, where its hand is. So therefore, what are you going to say? Shachatat imo v'chakach yizira. Asur b'akila. The uber amaya sur. How did it become asur after we shachted? Ah. And here is where Nachum Bar Yitzchak said his chest. Omer Nachum Bar Yitzchak lo nitzcha ela l'makom chatach. Referring over here to the place where it was cut. There, indeed, it makes a difference. If the arm was sticking out, and now the animal is shefted, and now the fetus, which is still viable, pulls that arm back in, you can never eat the part that you had the magic marker around. Because that part was not in the animal at the time of shechita. Mashenken, if it was brought back into the uterus and then you shefted it, then the magic marker is precisely where you can cut and you can eat from that point in. And that's all that it's making the point of over here, and that's the Rabbi Yitzchak we're referring to on Omer Aleph to explain our Mishnah as well. That's the Gemara. But is this really true? We know when Avimi came back from learning Bechuzai, he brought him Brisa back with him. He brought a Brisa back with him, a fascinating Brisa. The very pasuk that we darshan, the heter of the fetus, is, remember, from the toklu, from behema, kol mafrezes barsa, and so on, ba behema tokev. So we darshan behema ba behema. But this price of darshans, kol mafrezes barsa, shesas parasot, so parsa pirasot, appear between the behema ba behema, and the Brice of Darshan's parsa, parasa, babehima. So what does it say? Very, very mysterious lashon. Parsa hichzir echol, pirasot hichzir echol. That's all the Brice has said. Now that leads us to think, in other words, what you're saying is, behima, babehima, if it has a parsa that it brought back in, or parasot that it brought back in, then babehima tochev. So doesn't that mean my love? Hirzir parsa, chol parsa. Isn't the meaning of that that if you bring back in the limb that was the parsa that had extended, hirzir parsa, echol. Bring the limb back in, and it's no longer trefa, and you can now eat it. I mean, what else is the meaning of that pasuk? So, my lad, hirzir parsa, chol parsa. No. Hirzir parsa, echol ubar. It means if you brought back in the foot, you can eat the uber. What? The uber? What is the uber? The uber has nothing to do with it. You brought the foot back in. So my ari hichzir. Afil lo hichzir nami. And again, Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak comes to explain that the meaning of the price of hichzir is the makom chatak. Lo nitzchak lo makom chatak, says the Gemara. No, that won't help you here. Because we darshan two psukim. Parsa, parasot. So you could tell me, tell me makom chatach, I don't need to know parsa parasot. Bishleim, if you're telling me whatever was brought back in, that's what you can eat. One parasa brought, eat one foot, not the other foot. Both feet brought back in, eat both feet. But if you're telling me it has nothing to do with the foot, it has to do with the makom chatach. It's a principle it's telling me. What do I need to check in for? So my love, chad l'yevr, v'chad l'makom chatach. It must be that there's two issues involved over here. One is, if the aver itself is brought back in, you can eat the aver. If the aver itself is not brought back in, then you can't even eat the makom chatach. Those are two different dinim. So I can bring back in enough that the makom chatach should be mutar, but that means that there's also a time when the aver is mutar. Lo, chad l'makom chatach, v'chad l'kalut b'bei para v'alibad Rabbi Shimon. Diyom Rabbi Shimon kalut ben para asur. Now here is a very interesting question we'll have later on. What is the din of mutations that are found to be born from kosher animals that are mutated to not have their simonim? So you have basically a camel foot born to a parah. So now it doesn't have any parasot. Now the Tanya, the Chachamim hold that that's not a problem. And they learn that the pasuk doesn't matter whether it has itself parasot. It's the species that counts, not the individual. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that a born kalut means the feet are joined, they're not parus, that is born from a para is aser, the chiddush of this pasuk is, that this is what the Brice is coming to tell me, that if parasah is here, all it had was one parasah on its foot, and it brought that parasah in its womb, as long as it hasn't been born, that uber is kosher. Had it been born, it would have stood on its own, then it would have been looked at as an organism, as not not as a species. But even Rabbi Shimon is made that, as long as it's part of its mother, it's not anything trait, it's just a strange formation of its mother. And therefore becomes mutter to the Shita Sa'im. Only once it's born. Do you have a bullet in the chamber?
No. That's
out. I just want to know if I'm at risk.
No.
You don't think that it, well, you don't think it would be prudent when you come into Daf Yomi in this state? So according to Rav Shimon, I need a posit to be matir the uber, and to tell me that it's not considered to be a camel for all intents and purposes. So it teaches me. When does Rav Shimon hold that a mutation, asers, it's only once it has stood on its own. Once, while it's still in its mother's uterus, and the mother is shechted, it's kosher, even though it itself doesn't appear to be kosher.
It's not shaykh that the father was.
No, no, no. And even if there would be such, we'll see later on whether there's any meaning to a father's input in these things. It's kosher and zerahav is the quality of the question, which we'll get to. Now that's Rabbi Yudam Aras. Okay, so we've been forced into understanding that even though the simple antecedent in the Mishnah is the Aver, actually the Mishnah is a reference to the Uber. Now, not everybody agrees to this. Ula Omer Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's a reference to the Aver. The Aver that's brought back into the uterus is itself Mutar Bachi. Omer Le Rabbi Yudah Le Ula. How could you say that? I mean, Rav and Shmuel, they both say the Aver is also. So Ula answered him, Man Yoivlan Miafra the Rav Shmuel. Chas v'shalom, you shouldn't think that I'm not machshir. If someone would give me the dust of Rav and Shmuel, who were already dead at the time, malinan einayin, I could fill my eyes, to brighten my eyes to see the truth. Elohachi amar Rabbi Yochanan, nonetheless, what Rabbi Yochanan pointed out was that hakol hayu beklal basar basadeh trefa lo tochev. Now I ask you, I have a general rule here, that anything that is yotza chutz l'michitzato is asur. Why do I need to know that a chatas that was yotze is also? Of course it's also. It's basur b'sada treifa. If the Torah had to tell me that a chatas that is yotze is treifa, and over there the case was, the mocker of the case, is in the burning of the Sayer Rosh Chodesh by Aaron on Yom HaShmini. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to him that hein lo uva basar panima, and so on. Mashman, that there be, if there would have been a question of yatsa, then he would have been justified in burning it, and Moshe couldn't have said to him, well, we should have brought it back in. No, then I understand, once it becomes treif, it's treif. Why do I need to know that? Obviously, basur b'sada treif. So you see, since the Torah had to tell me, chatzish yatsa, chutzu b'chitzata v'chazra, asur, that implies, dafke the chatas, he, the parad rachman above, only the chatas where the Torah specifically spoke out that you can't change its status by bringing it back in. Aval, kol mili, anything else that was included in basur b'sadeh treifa, such as an animal, a fetus that extends a hand outside the uterus, is, if it's brought back in, even though it was a treifa while it was out, even the other sure, bringing it back in will be matir. Mason. So we ask Anula's approach, Alibir of Yochanan. Basar basada trefa lo tochelu matamiluma. Lafisha matzinu b'maaser sheniu bikurim. Sheafa pishiyatsu l'chutzul mechitzatan v'chazru mutarim. We have an interesting similar issue of trefas, believe it or not, by maaser sheni. Or by bikurim. You're not allowed to eat maaser sheni for Yerushalayim. Once because the Yerushalayim came, you'd be bothered. So if I had Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, and I took it out of Yerushalayim, it becomes treif, because it's outside of its mechitza. And the question is, can I bring it back in and eat it? Ah, so since I know, and later on the Gemara is going to say, how do I know? But since I know that by Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, that were removed from Yerushalayim, if I bring them back into Yerushalayim, they become mutar to eat, and there's no din of treifas, I would have thought the same thing is true by Kotchim, by Chatas too. So Yochel Abzek, Tamud Lomar, Trefa. Therefore, the Torah says Trefa on Basar Basada. So in other words, you might think all cases of Basar Basada, not only Chatas. So even if a fetus sticks its hands out of the uterus, you might think it's like taking out Maaser Sheni from your shrine. Right? It's fascinating how the Gemara views this conceptually. It's completely abstracted.
an idea of mechitza, placement, what is a thing space? So you might think in the same way that my Shoshani removed from Yerushalayim can be eaten once it's brought back in Yerushalayim. A fetus that extends its limb outside of the uterus can be eaten once it's brought back into the uterus. Kamash malan, basar basadeh, treifa. It's not just basar basadeh. It's permanently defined as a treifa. Ma. And how do I learn it out from that? My Talmudic, what's the proof from the word treifa? Ma rabba ki treifa. Ma treifa ki mucha nitrifa. Shuvim laheter. You can't turn a treifa into a non-treifa. Half basar ki mucha yatzachutz lechitzato. Once anything that is butzer, chutzu mechitzato, including the case of the fetus in our Mishnah, becomes a trefa, you can't make it a non-trefa by bringing it back in. Tiyufta the ula, tiyufta. This seems to show that ula is totally wrong. Now,
we just said it was poor.
One of the, more than that, the question over here is, we raised this question very early in the Masechta. Can a trefa become a non-trefa? This had to do with questions of operations and the milk questions of it, putting in a stitch, whether a stitch now untrefas something because now it will heal. Or, an even better example, is an animal that had a hole in the spleen and now you cut out the spleen. So if it has a hole in the spleen, it's a trefa. If the spleen had been removed, it's a kosher. How about if it had a hole in the spleen and now I take out the spleen? Or an animal that was damaged in the Tzomet Hagidin, so now I cut off the whole leg. There's no trefa to cutting off a leg, but there is a trefa of damage to the Tzomet Hagidin, so I'll cut off the leg now, above the Tzomet Hagidin, and now we'll cure the trefas. Yeah, we've raised the issue, but we hadn't had this Gemara yet. Now this Gemara becomes central to that discussion. Does Gemara literally mean that Kima Chinitrava, there's no going back, even by changing its status? I mean, if that's the case, then the same thing should be true by Tarfas. The Ramban does not see that as an implication of Gemara, and the Ramban says no. If you change what it is, you remove the Trafas, not remove the Siba of the Trafas, you could change it. So bringing it back into the womb, that doesn't change the Trafas. In other words, the same Siba is there, you haven't changed it. You're saying, but I brought it back in. I mean, bringing back in doesn't change anything. But perhaps an operation to now have that part that made it a trefa. Indeed, that would change something. So that's part of this issue. Furthermore, as Scott has pointed out, that this is also Nogea, the question that he raised earlier. Right? What did you just say to me?
Change the entity?
Moment before.
Obviously when it's born, though, it changes the entity.
Correct. Once the animal is born, why is it no longer a trefa? And now I can shecht it. Oh, that's what you meant by changing the entity.
Yeah.
Right. In other words, now it becomes the equivalent of the Ramban's case, that this is no longer the trefa. This is an animal that stands on its own and doesn't have a mechitza. This mechitza is irrelevant to that animal. It is not a fetus. It's something new. That would be very consistent with the way the Ramban sees it.
So if you change the trefa of the cow into a sheep, then you could eat it.
Correct. Or, according to Ramban, by cutting its leg. It's now a lame cow. Oh, Mama, you said before, by the way, you took for granted that Maizushani and Bikurim brought back into Yerushalayim can be eaten. Hey, Matsino, how do you know that? Maybe, indeed, it's a traitor. Because it says, Lo tuchal lecho bisharecha ma'asar degancha tiroshka v'yitzarecha. So that's dafka bisharecha u'delotecho. You can't eat it when it is in your mefitza, your local mefitza, but yotzukutzu mefitzatan vechazru mutarim. If it was removed, even though it was brought back, it's still mutar. Okay, it's not very clear, as Tosis points out, how do we know that that's not a reference to where it is the first time? How do you know if it was in and then out that you could bring it back in again? And he explains it based on the sugya in Makkos, which is a little bit beyond what we're doing over here, but just recognize that there seems to be information missing from this drush. It doesn't seem to be enough of a proof. Now, Bimarava, this discussion in Eretz Yisrael was quoted in a different way. was they had also a machlokas. But the way they put it between Rav and Rav Yochanan, in our sugya, the question is simply, is the status of basar basada a permanent treifa, or is basar basada, as long as it's basada, a state of treifa? That was the way we put it. In Eretz Yisrael, they put it, they said it over differently. That Rav says, yesh leida le'evarim. So in other words, what it seems to be saying is, once an Aver is born, it's born. We understand that once an organism is born, like the fetus stuck out its head, then it's born. I mean, you can't unborn something. There's no having it say if it brings its head back in, that now it should be once again a fetus. You can't go back, basically. But the Aver itself, maybe you could go back. It's not a different way. That's a different issue. Basar treifa. The way they put it in Eretz Yisrael is, the question is a limb born? So if a limb is born, you can't unborn it. And so Rav says a limb is born. Rav Yochanan says, ein leida le'evarim. My beinayu. Now, what is the difference in the way we phrase it in Eretz Yisrael or in Bava? Tremendous is that Rashi went to others who learn that it's clear that they're talking about two different issues, and the Mai Binayim is what's the difference between Rav and Rav Yochanan. But this is our Rashi. What's the difference in the phraseology of Ma'arava and Bava and Nafkamina would be whether the rest of the Aver has the din of the part of the Aver that was Yosef. Because it's born. So Ika Binayim, the Mesa Mute Aver should be Fnim. The point is that whatever is left inside, once a rove of the Aver is Yalud, the whole Aver is Yalud, because you need more from later. In the same way that, not the whole fetus, but the same way that if the most of the fetus, or Rosha or Ruba, is Yalud, the whole fetus is Yalud, there's no such thing as a half of later. If you're saying Yesh later Bevarim, you're saying the same thing about an Aver. So the Nafkamina is, if a rove of the Aver would be Yotze, the rest of it left inside is Kaput. It's also considered to be treifa. That would be an Nafkamina.
The
world, we
were hold that
you
say
you're root
for
an
Aver, so when you get a
Aver Melechai.
The whole thing would be
Aver Melechai. No. Wow. No, what? The whole thing? In this case, because the Shvita wouldn't have for it. Iboilo. Ledivrei ha'omer ein leida le'evarim. Okay, how about if you hold ein leida le'evarim, the way that Ula was learning in the Rabbi Yochanan? What would be the din if Otiya Uvart Yado Virzira? Vechazar Otiyat Yado Virzira. Achish Limoda Ruba Ma. Mi Aminan Anafikle Ruba. Adilma Kimadohadar Hoda. What would be the din if Lamaisa, the Uber sticks out 1 foot, brings it back in? Ein Le Dalai Varim. Now it sticks out another foot, brings it back in. Ein le dalai varim. Then it sticks out its spine, brings it back in. Ein le dalai varim. Then it sticks out a leg. Ein le dalai varim. Meanwhile, the whole darn thing has come out, except for the head. But there's never a moment at which it's all out. I mean, how do we look at that? You're saying. So, what are you saying? I mean, you're on the one hand, you're saying, kiman da hadar hadar. What's the pshat? Do we say, kiman da hadar hadar, once it's back in, it's back in. And let's say you do hold that. Let's say you keep it hada hada. Suppose you cut off what was stuck on. You cut it off piece by piece. Mika would like this one. Really vicious. Stick out 1 foot. Boom. Just call it William. So, in a case, imti tzalama, keep it hada hada. Hotzi uber es yado v'chatcha. So now you can't take even the hada hada. On the other hand, there never was a moment in which there was a birth, because each piece wasn't called later; it was just called Abram and Achai, basically. So what's the din over there? This, by the way, Rashi points out, would be a question that you could ask even if you hold the Ishleta labor. It's not the question is whether the leda of the entire organism was called later because they were him. So mao. Ruba? Do we say, okay, at this point it's Rov, it's Leolud? Do we need a robe to be born at one time in order for it to be called Leda. This is a real cliffhanger question, and we shall continue tomorrow when Richie will have a good night of rest.
Good night, please, yes.
And I will come to help him tonight to get a good night's rest, believe it or not. We'll have a little beer puppet party, and Richie will sleep well, and then we'll have a good daf yomi in the morning.
Tomorrow back to so we have the rest of the Jason.
Ah, that's a question. By the way, don't forget the Moshe Fitim envelope is still here. We delivered our check to Rabbi Shlomo Gavlin. So anyone who wishes to join can still join. Yes, a shekel, can be a dollar, anything. Even Australian dollars.
You put it in and take it back out.
Yeah.
I can't really like it.
What? What were we talking about? What happened? Wait.
Oh.
When did this happen?
2 days ago.
What?